Chapter 19. Susan.
Well, excuse me. Excuse me. Can I get everyone's attention? Thank you. It's almost 7, so let me just say a few words before we call Tilly. And then we can eat dinner. So, I'm not very good at making speeches, I guess. Hollis is much better at that sort of thing than I am, but I do want to say a few words about our daughter.
Don't you listen to that. She's a great speaker. You're wonderful, Susan.
Oh, now, Gail.
No, Susan, seriously. Remember Columbus? Remember... Oh, you're just too modest. Susan and I worked on Eric Fingerhut's campaign, and she spoke at one of the rallies in Columbus. She was awesome.
All I did was announce that he was running late. I didn't really...
Oh, now, come on, Susan. Okay, then I'll tell it.
Gail, really?
This was just after Voinovich came out with those despicable attack ads, and before we forced him into the one and only debate in that race. And John Glenn had just come out. Wait, was that before or?
It was after, but really, Gail.
Right, yeah, that's what I thought. It was after John Glenn called the ads the lowest form of gutter politics he had ever seen. Anyway, so we were at this rally in Columbus, and Eric Fingerhut is running a little late, and he calls to say he is on the way. Everybody is running around doing different things, and Susan takes the call, only because Alex's cell phone was sitting on the chair next to where she is, opening a box of campaign buttons. So, Eric needs someone to make the announcement, and Susan, who can't get the attention of any of the senior campaign staffers, thinks, well, I'll just do it myself. And so she strides up on stage and makes the announcement about the candidate running late. And the deputy campaign manager is standing right next to me. And of course, he's concerned because he doesn't really even know Susan. I mean, she was like me, just a low-level campaign grunt, and here she is up at the microphone addressing hundreds of people. Hundreds. So he's like riveted, preparing to panic. But Susan just explained very calmly that Mr. Fingerhut was running just a few minutes late and that he had just called to thank everyone for their patience. And she started to leave the microphone. But I could see from her face that she has thought of something else she wanted to say.
As Susan was saying, we would like to welcome you all to our home and pay tribute to our daughter, of whom we are exceedingly proud. She has, as you all know, been nominated.
Hollis.
Yes.
Gail was telling a story.
Well, Susan, that's true, but it's after 7 o'clock. And I think it might be best.
No! She was in mid-story, and I think you can probably wait just a minute.
That's okay, Susan. I was just...
No, Gail. You were interrupted.
By all means, Gail. Please continue.
Okay. Where was I?
Susan has just thanked the crowd for waiting, and she starts to leave the stage, but then decides she wants to say something else. So she takes a big step back to the center of the stage, and the deputy campaign manager is like grabbing my elbows super hard and asking me, "What's she doing? What's she doing?" I mean, he's waiting for some unknown catastrophe, and Susan very calmly, just leans into the microphone and says something like, "I don't have to tell you that Eric Fingerhut is a man worth waiting for," followed by general applause. Then she says, "It's not like waiting for Senator Voinovich to agree to a debate." And the crowd went nuts. And so Susan says, "It's not like waiting for Senator Voinovich to clean up his campaign." And they go crazy again. And the deputy campaign manager is laughing nervously, but he's laughing. And then she says, "It's not like waiting for Senator Voinovich to start giving a damn about the state of Ohio." Absolute bedlam. I mean, they were going crazy. And then Susan throws her fist in the air and I quote, "It's not like waiting for Senator Voinovich to get his mind and his campaign out of the gutter and acknowledge that gays and lesbians have a right to marry and a right to raise children. But we're not going to wait anymore, Senator, because, by God, homosexuals in Ohio have a right to vote." People were cheering and chanting. And by the time Fingerhut got there, they were all worked up. Best rally of the campaign. I was inspired. I thought we might actually win. I spend most of my time drinking now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's after 7 o'clock. Susan and I want to thank everyone for coming to this celebration of Tilly's nomination. It was important for us to do this. We always knew our daughter had talent, that she was smart and determined. There is an old Buddhist saying, "It is a wise father that knows his own child." And I do count myself as a wise man, because I have always known that Tilly would make a name for herself. Her success has always been inevitable.
Hollis, you think, just maybe, it would have been good to have Tilly on the phone to actually hear those words?
Well, I was just going to say, unfortunately, Tilly cannot be here because she is filming another picture. And so we have to settle for the speakerphone. So I went out today and bought this little beauty. Where is it? Oh, hand me that phone there, David.
Hollis, don't put it on the floor. No. No, don't do that. Here, put it on top of the television. It's up higher.
This is fine, Susan.
No, it really isn't fine to have the phone way down at everyone's feet.
Okay, it's ringing. Everybody quiet. I'm putting it on speaker.
Hello?
Tilly, this is Dad.
Oh, Dad? I was expecting...
Welcome to your nomination party, sweetheart.
Thanks, Dad.
Let me tell you who we have gathered in the living room. Your mother, of course, is here.
Hi, darling.
Hi, Mom.
And Bill and Dana Swenson.
Congratulations, Tilly.
Wonderful performance, Tilly. You know, as your first doctor, I take some small credit for your success.
Hi, guys. Thanks, Doc.
And Mickey and Jude are here.
Hi, Tilly.
Nicely done, Till.
Thank you.
And Chris and Amanda Taylor are here.
Hi, Tilly. I know we've never met, but we're big fans and great friends of your parents, and we're real proud of you, too.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
And Harris and Peaches are here.
Hiya, Tilly. Uncle Harris here. Way to knock 'em dead, kiddo. Peaches, get out here. Peaches is in the kitchen. She says hi.
Tilly, tell your old man to get some good scotch for these celebrations. Can't celebrate without scotch.
Hi, Peaches. There's a drawer to the left of the sink, right above the floor.
Tilly.
Pull the drawer all the way out and reach your hand back behind the drawer. Always a good stash of booze back there.
Peaches, don't bother with that. Tilly's just pulling your leg. Tilly, if you can behave, I want to continue with your fan club.
It's your show, Dad.
Rhonda Davenport is here.
Hey, doll. Haven't seen you in ages. Many pounds ago. Not since Jack died. Hi, Rhonda. I'm sure sorry about Jack. Lot of water under the bridge, baby.
I'm keeping up with you in the tabloids.
Oh, honestly, Rhonda. It's okay, Mom. Just don't believe everything you read, Rhonda.
Well, I'm not sure what the fun would be in that, but if you say so.
Good God, she was right. Hollis, why the hell do you hide your scotch in the back of...
And your brother David is here. Hey, sis.
Hey, big bro. You doing okay? Have you whipped the ninth grade into shape?
Well, not exactly. Congratulations, Tilly. I'm real proud.
Thanks, Dave. I miss you. Come see me when you can.
Do you have room for about 150 high school freshmen?
Tilly, this is Mom. David was hoping May would be able to join us, but she is very, very sick, or at least she was and might still be very, very sick, but I know she really wanted to be here, and so far she's not, so...
And Tilly, there's someone else I want you to meet. This is a friend of mine, Bethany Cohn, from New York. She's in town applying to business schools.
Hi, Tilly. My God, can I even call you that? Tilly, I mean. Hi, Bethany, was it? Sure, call me Tilly. Tilly, I just want to say that I am a huge fan of yours. I think Peppermint Grove is the best movie. I just know you're going to win. I just know it. Well, it's a first nomination, Bethany. The odds are for Meryl Streep. It's just a real honor to talk to you, and I just have to say that you have the most wonderfully generous father. He has really been, well, just wonderful, kind and wise and helpful, and I just know how grateful you must be to have had him, and of course your mother, when you were growing up. Oh, you have no idea, Bethany. Absolutely no.
Okay. Time for a toast.
Good idea, Hollis. Your father is quoting the Buddha again, Tilly. Oh, well, the Buddha. Let's hear it, Dad.
Tilly, I know you are busy, so let's raise our glasses.
No, seriously. Just what does the Buddha have to say about me? I'd really like to know. I bet Bethany remembers. It was something like, it is a wise father that knows his own child, and he said that he felt wise because he always knew. I hate to break it to you, but that's Shakespeare, not Buddha. And worse yet, it's a perversion of the original line from Homer.
Really, dear? What's the original line?
It is a wise child that knows her own father. Oh, my. You're so smart. Sometimes I can't even stand it.
Okay, Tilly, I know you're busy, so we are going to raise our glasses to you in recognition of this great honor.
I prefer Oscar Wilde, myself. You're always so good with writers, dear. What did he say?
Children begin by loving their parents. After a time, they judge them. Rarely, if ever, do they forgive them.
Okay, let's raise our glasses.
Wait, Hollis, Tilly, this is Mom again. Your father is getting ahead of himself as usual. We have something else to do before we toast. But first, dear, are you currently filming another picture?
No. I am working on another project, but I'm not filming.
Tilly, this is Dr. Swenson. What's the project?
Oh, I'm just auditioning and talking with some of the producers. It's a science fiction movie based on a short story by a guy named Angus Mann, published back in the 60s. I doubt any of you guys have heard of it. David might, I guess. The Lion Tree?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's from Dayton, I think. Have you met him?
No, I don't think he's even involved. I don't know much about the production details yet.
Sounds interesting.
We'll see. I'm still exploring it.
Okay, glasses up.
Wait, Hollis. We still have to do the reviews. Sweetie, we had everyone here do reviews of your performance in Peppermint Grove, and we're going to read, oh, God, Mom, we're going to read them for you. Everyone wrote something down on little slips of paper that I passed out at the door, and we're going to read them to you. Okay, who goes first? Bill and Dana.
Okay. Tilly, this is Dr. Swenson. Here is our review. Are you ready?
No, but a spectacular performance by the young Tilly Johns. She positively sparkles, delivering another jeweled character worthy of a Sundance nomination.
Oh, thank you. No, the applause is for you, Tilly.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you, Dana.
Who's next? Gail, you go.
Okay, let's see. Tilly Johns is magnificent in a role for which she is so obviously made, especially the prison scenes. With tremendous cross-gender sexual magnetism, Johns is a shoo-in for superstardom.
Hey, thanks, Gail. Cross-gender sexual magnetism, huh?
Very hot, Tilly, I must say.
Thanks. Okay, moving on. Who's next?
Tilly, this is Harris. Peaches is going to read ours. She's got the lower voice.
Think you can pour some of that scotch into the phone, Peaches?
Hey, scotch by phone. From your lips to God's ears, Tilly. Don't you look at me that way, Harris. And if you think I'm sharing any of this, you've got another thing coming. I'm going to start hiding my booze like Hollis. That's what I call crazy brilliant. You ready, movie star?
Do it.
Tilly Johns is terrific as the indomitable Katie Flynn, betrayed by her father, forsaken by her mother, beaten by her husband, and all but enslaved by the society that cannot forgive her as a woman. This is a tour de force performance that holds nothing back and yet so beautiful, so haunting in its portrayal. Christ almighty, Harris, I can't finish this crap. It goes on for one, two, three slips of paper. Here's my version, Tilly. Shorter and better. Tilly John swings her backside around this story like a woman possessed. Anyone who doesn't see this movie at least twice is helping the terrorists. Oh, Peaches.
Huh.
Good one, Peaches. Thanks, Peaches. Thank you, Harris.
Okay, I'm next. Listen up, doll. This is for you.
Fire away, Rhonda.
Tilly Johns, as the feisty Katie Finn, proves that she is the most underrated actor making movies today. Sex with Gene Hackman, under any circumstances, simply cannot be that enjoyable.
Thanks, Rhonda.
You're welcome, sugar. You go teach that bitch Meryl a thing or two about making movies.
We'll see.
Okay, well, that was interesting. Who's next?
I'll go, Mrs. Johns. I'll go next.
It's Susan. Susan. Please. Go ahead, Bethany.
Okay. Thanks. Hi again, Tilly. This is me, Bethany Cohn. Hi. Okay, here is my review. Okay. Gosh, I'm nervous. This is so exciting. Okay. Okay, calm down, Beth. Here I go.
Tilly John's ultimate achievement in Peppermint Grove is showing so convincingly that there is something of Katie Finn in every woman. We are lucky, each of us, as women, to make Katie's journey in one piece. Surviving the tired expectations of the men in our lives and the society that caters to them. Katie Finn is a character brought colorfully to life, an inspiration to every woman who has ever dared to look the system straight in the eye and pull the trigger. Tilly's acting is every bit as good as Katie's aim.
Whoa, Bethany. Where'd you find this doll, Hollis?
I hope that wasn't too long or anything. I just kind of...
Wow, Bethany, I'm flattered. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Are you a reviewer or something?
Oh, gosh. No. No, I'm not.
That's too bad. I need, like, 10,000 more of you out there.
Well, okay. Who's next? David, it's your turn.
Tilly?
Yes, Dave.
You will be delighted to know that because I love you, I have conscientiously objected to this whole idea. I am not blurbing your work.
You are a kind and loving brother.
But if I did blurb your movie, it would probably have something to do with paying almost $10 to see more of your ass than your face.
Ha, ha, ha.
If you could teach that thing to emote, then maybe you'd have something.
David!
Gee, thanks, Dave.
By the way, my students want me to tell you that you are a goddess. I get much more attention and respect as your publicity agent than as a history teacher.
That's enough of that. Shame on you for not doing a review, David. Luckily, I anticipated that you would be a party pooper, so I wrote one for you and May. So don't think that you can just... Oh, look who's here. Speak of the devil. Tilly, May just walked in. Come in. How are you feeling? You look okay to me. Oh, what good timing. You're just in time, May. Everybody, this is May Chang, David's delightful, well, I think girlfriend is currently appropriate, but we're working on that. Mom. May. This is Dr. Bill Swenson and his wife, Dana, and Chris and Amanda Taylor, and Mickey and Jude Dobbs, and Harris and Peaches, and Rhonda Davenport,
and my good friend Gail Harley. And this is Bethany Cohn, a good friend of Hollis's, since at least the day before yesterday.
Hi, May. It's really great to meet you. David seems so nice.
And Tilly's on the phone. Say hello.
Oh. Hi, Tilly.
Hi.
Now, May, David is being a spoilsport, but I wrote this little review out for you to read to Tilly.
Mom. Oh, God. Mom, let's not.
Shush, David. Go ahead, May.
You want me to read this?
Yes, dear.
No, I really couldn't.
Sure you can. Go ahead.
Okay. Where? Right here?
And on the back there.
Tilly Johns is the most wonderful actress.
Slower, dear. Slower. What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing. Mom. May, don't. Look, I didn't have any idea.
Tilly Johns is the most wonderful actress in Hollywood. She is beautiful and graceful and elegant, as though Grace Kelly has magically returned. Although she plays a role in Peppermint Grove that may seem gritty and harsh, her poise shines through in every scene. Tilly Johns deserves the top honor at Sundance, hands down, because her performance as Katie Finn was par excellence, and because she is as superior a person as she is an accomplished actor.
Oh, well. Gee. Thanks, May. That was really just so sweet of you.
May? Where are you going? Where is she going?